For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week to hear Dr. Pissarro interview Carrie Marshall, a naturopathic doctor. They will be discussing children's health. The show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. I also want to remind you that at Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, that's where you get your expert advice on supplements and health. The store and website really are a resource for you for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers, and do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. I also wanted to remind you about the stellar program that they have, and it's helping you get rid of unused medication, and it's available at the Village Green Apothecary, and it is the right way to clean out your medicine cabinet. So if you have unused, unwanted, or expired drugs over the counter or prescription, please don't flush them or throw them in the trash. Return them unused to Village Green Apothecary. And I'll give you this statistic. An estimated 200 million pounds of unused medications are improperly disposed of each year, thereby threatening our ecosystems and overall health. So instead, bring them to the Village Green Apothecary. And they call it the Takeaway Environmental Return System. And you can be assured that your drugs are disposed of safely and properly. So, what is this method? It's safer for people. You don't have to worry about drugs falling into the wrong hands. It's safer for the environment because it avoids the trickle-down effect of improper drug disposal. And it is the smart way to dispose of drugs and their plastic containers for people who care about our planet and our ecosystem. So how does it work? There are just two easy steps. You fill out a simple form with your name, address, and the names of the drugs for disposal. Or you can come into Village Green and visit the pharmacy counter to complete the form in person. And they certainly will help you do that. You bring the completed form or fill it out at the Village Green and unused drugs to the pharmacy counter. Now, they will appropriately dispose of them. That's what this is all about. So what's acceptable for disposal? Unused or expired medications, prescription or over-the-counter, and that includes pills, tablets, capsules, ointments, creams, lotions, powders, inhalers, nebulizer solutions, and liquid medicines that are 4 ounces or less. That's solutions and suspensions. And liquids must be wrapped in a paper towel and placed in a sealed plastic bag, somewhat like going through the airport. Now, what's not acceptable? They cannot accept controlled substances such as Adderall, Vicodin, Demerol, hydrocodone, MS-Contin, and Ambien. Any sharps they cannot accept. That's the syringes and lancets. Also, liquids over 4 ounces, thermometers, or home-based care, or durable medical equipment supplies such as rubbing alcohol and hydrogen peroxide. Now, for these not acceptables, you should contact your local household hazardous waste facility. So this is at villagegreen.com. They call it the Takeaway Environmental Return System. Now, today we're going to have Dr. Rob Ifker talk with us about sinus survival. And he has had a book out for over 2 decades. It's a wonderful book. And it's called Sinus Survival. And his website is the same, sinussurvival.com. There's a lot of free information. He is very generous with what he has learned. So today we're going to hit on a lot of subjects. We're going to talk about the sinus sufferer's cycle, what starts it, and what keeps it going. And we'll also talk about the quick fix of getting relief immediately. He will also emphasize many, many steps in prevention so that you can learn that you don't need to live with chronic sinusitis. And a little bit of information about the sinuses before we go on to our second segment. There are pairs of sinuses. There's 4 pairs. And if you're looking at your face in the mirror, on either side of your nose, right below your eyes, and right before the cheeks begin, that area on either side is the maxillary sinus, left and right. And then on the eyebrows, where your eyebrows begin, right above your nose, right about that spot, deeper in, are the ethmoidal sinuses. And then deep behind the ethmoidal sinuses are the sphenoid sinuses. And then above the eyebrows, where you tend to put your hand and rub when you get a sinus headache in that area, are the frontal sinuses. So just to identify some of what we're going to be speaking about. And the sinuses actually contain defenses against viruses and bacteria. They're covered with a mucus layer, and the cells that contain tiny hairs on their surfaces called cilia. These are very helpful at getting rid of, protecting against the entry of bacteria, viruses. And they help trap and propel those bacteria and pollutants outward. So this is an important, the nasal pathway and the sinuses have a very important job to do. Some people ask why we have so much sinusitis. It is so prevalent. It's the number one chronic problem in America, and it is the most common respiratory problem throughout the world. So it is significant. Most people will tell you it's environment, allergens, and man-made chemicals, pesticides, and pollutants. When we are exposed to all of this, we're overexposing a system that wasn't designed for this. We've talked about the man-made chemicals on this show in the past. There are 85,000 man-made chemicals in the environment. And all of these have occurred really in the last 100 years, with an increasing amount in the last 50 years. Now, what most people don't realize is that these are not regulated very well at all. And according to the EPA, of the 85,000 man-made chemicals in the environment, only 200 have been evaluated. The problem is the Toxic Control Substances Act that came out in about 1976, in which it protected the manufacturers. They are allowed to keep secret their products. They don't have to give a name. They don't have to say what they are or what they're in. And there's 17,000 of those that are allowed to be kept secret. And only a handful of EPA officials know about these, and they are not permitted by law to reveal that to any government regulator, any environmental group, anyone. And it's hard to believe. If you really have an interest in this subject, you can contact me at www.danalake.com, and I'll give you the information because it's worth having. But further about this, these beyond the secret chemicals, the manufacturers do not have to test their product. It's completely voluntary. If they do test, They have to reveal the findings. So we have a system that really needs fixing, and Congress has been trying year after year to get better regulation. There are many pollutants out there and dangerous chemicals which still are not banned. The EPA just does not have enough power or enough of a mechanism to get that done. Asbestos is still able to be used. We all know it's harmful. It has not actually been banned, and most people are not aware of that. So when we go back to the sinus issue and respiratory issues, it is no wonder that we have so many problems when we look at the allergens in our environment and what we're challenged with, because humans were not designed to handle, detoxify, clear out, and prevent the entry of so many pollutants and chemicals. So I think the environmental insult is one of the clear reasons that we have such an increase in sinus problems. And certainly in more polluted areas, the problems are more severe, more significant. A little bit more about the sinuses and what we can do about it. First of all, acute sinusitis usually lasts less than 8 weeks or occurs no more than 3 times per year, with each episode lasting about 10 days. And this is the typical acute sinusitis. The chronic or recurring sinusitis lasts longer than 8 weeks, occurs more than 4 times per year, and symptoms can last more than 20 days. So that's a definition. What we will learn with Dr. Ifker is that you can stop this in its tracks. You can stop it in the beginning. You can stop it with the first signs. You can treat it more successfully, and you can prevent it, because he will go in to his quick fix, the 10 quick fixes. We will also give you hints on what you can do, products that you can use. It's simple and it's inexpensive. So I want you to stay tuned. We will be talking about this in the second, third, and fourth segments. I also want to remind you that you can download or stream all of these shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And I want to remind you that you are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Rob Ifker about sinus survival.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please tune in every week. Next week, you'll get to hear Dr. Pissarro interview Carrie Marshall, who's a naturopathic doctor. They'll be talking about children's health. We are very lucky to have Dr. Rob Ifker on our program. He is all about sinus survival, and he has a website that's wonderful. And we will be talking to him today about sinus survival, everything you need to know about sinus infections and sinuses. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ifker.
It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, it's wonderful to talk with you, as always. It has been many decades that I have recommended your book, your website, and so many people have benefited.
Tell us. Yeah, the book has been out actually for 23 years, I've never heard it referred to as a decade. So that sounds good.
Well, I knew it was decades, 23 years. Excellent. And you've certainly been helping so many people in that time. Talk to us a little bit about your professional background as an osteopath and how you got interested in this specific area of treating sinusitis.
I was a family doctor. I have been a family doctor for nearly 40 years now, and that was my lifelong ambition from the age of 12. And after completing a family practice residency, I started my family practice in suburban Denver, and I, all of a sudden, for the first time in my life, got a sinus infection, and they became progressively worse. I was getting them more often. They were more difficult to treat. I was taking my antibiotic for each infection, and they were less effective as I was going on. And by the late 70s, I finally consulted with my ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he told me that he could offer me surgery, but that he couldn't really guarantee that the surgery would cure the problem. He said, basically, Rob, you're going to have to learn to live with it. And I was 33 years old at the time. This was 1980. I said, you've got to be kidding. There's just no way I can live with this. It's making my life miserable. So it was at that point that I made a commitment to cure the chronic sinusitis. And I had no idea how I would do it, but it finally took a holistic approach, a body, mind, spirit approach, which addressed all of the causes of the problem. And that's why this holistic approach works as well as it does, because it does address each of the causes of the chronic inflammation. I mean, the basic underlying cause of chronic sinusitis, which turns out to be the most common respiratory condition on Earth. I mean, it's the number one most common chronic condition in America, and worldwide it's considered the most common respiratory condition. So It's so prevalent. And when you look at the nose and sinuses as the body's primary air filter and humidifier, it doesn't take much to understand why the filter is getting plugged up. I mean, every major city in the world has a significant problem with air pollution. So that's one primary cause of the problem. And even though the body is a self-healing organism, you usually need to help the body to correct dysfunction. And you have to put the that part of the body that's not working at rest. Well, you can't stop breathing. In fact, we breathe on average 20,000 times a day. So the challenge with healing this mucous membrane that's so badly inflamed is to do so while it's working nonstop, 24/7, 20,000 times a day. So that's why the Sinus Survival Program has been so successful, because we've developed a program that allows you to heal that inflammation and strengthen your immune system while it's still in use.
You know, that's brilliant, and I have never heard someone refer to the fact that you cannot rest the breathing and the
that's why allergies are so prevalent. I mean, we now refer to the Sinus Survival Program as the Respiratory Healing Program, because the treatment program is so similar for chronic sinusitis, allergies, and asthma, which are all among the 10 most common chronic conditions in America. And the treatment is very similar for all three, and all of them are very challenging to cure. And in fact, the conventional medicine doesn't ever refer to a cure for any of these conditions. With allergies, it's possible. With pollen allergy, there are people who get great benefit from allergy desensitization shots. But asthma, the goal is always management, not cure. And with chronic sinusitis, most people are told, most severe chronic sinus sufferers are offered surgery after a series of antibiotics are ineffective. They're often referred to the ENT physician, who tells people, surgery will help. But the ENTs, most of them will admit that the surgery does not cure the problem. So the only way you can really cure it is to heal the chronically inflamed mucous membrane that's causing all of your symptoms. The congestion, the excessive mucus drainage, the headaches and pain in your face, the irritability. It's just the loss of sense of smell and taste. It really does severely impact your quality of life. And that's why when I was 33 years old and heard I was going to have to live with it, it felt like a death sentence to me.
It certainly does at that young age. Could you further describe what we call the sinus sufferer's cycle and why so many people can't seem to get rid of their headaches, sinus pressure, and sinus symptoms?
Well, I just began the sinus sufferer cycle by telling you that it usually begins with a sinus infection. And that's when most sinus sufferers go to a physician, and most often are given a prescription for an antibiotic. And In most instances, the antibiotic will offer them temporary relief, and if it's someone who has one or two sinus infections a year, it usually will do the job. But as the causes are still present, the symptoms continue because the inflammation is still there, and they go in for another antibiotic, and after, as I mentioned, many courses of antibiotics, they might be offered surgery, which, as I said, is not a cure, and the frequent courses of antibiotic often lead to a condition of a yeast or candida overgrowth, which leads to fungal sinusitis. The Mayo Clinic identified this condition in 1999 in a landmark study, saying that most chronic sinusitis sufferers are have a problem with a fungus.
So the fungus is what often continues.
That's correct.
Well,
so then with this fungal problem, you then get increased inflammation because the fungus or the candida organisms secrete toxins, which then further inflame, in fact, severely inflame the mucous membrane. You then have more symptoms and a hyperreactivity or hypersensitivity to all of the causes, to the air pollution, to pollen, to fumes, and lo and behold, you get another sinus infection.
Well, we're learning a lot about sinuses and sinus survival, and I want to remind you of the website where you can get the information that Dr. Ifker is talking about today and much, much more. He has lots of free information, so it's a great site. It's www.sinussurvival.com. And I want to remind you, listeners, that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Now, we are here every Sunday morning, and I want to remind you, 10 a.m. on Sundays, and next week you'll get to hear Dr. Passaro interview Carrie Marshall, who's a naturopathic doctor, and they will talk about children's health. We are in the middle of an interesting conversation with Dr. Rob Ifker, and we're talking about sinus problems, sinusitis, chronic sinusitis. We've been talking about how common they are. I couldn't believe the statistics. It's the number one chronic problem and most common respiratory problem throughout the world. So it is so common, and I'm glad we're talking about it, especially during this season. So Dr. Ifker, can you go through briefly what we just talked about in the last segment, the sinus sufferer's cycle?
The cycle begins with a sinus infection. And most people recognize that they have an infection because of the severity of the congestion in their head. They have headaches or facial pain. They may have colored yellow or green mucus and headache. And the people, to recognize a sinus infection, most people are also really wiped out, so very tired. So this is the beginning of the cycle, a sinus infection, and most people then will go to a physician who in turn will treat them with a course of a strong antibiotic, and they may usually will have some temporary relief with that. And depending upon how frequently they're getting sinus infections, the relief will depend upon the condition of their mucous membrane, how inflamed it is. So with somebody with one or two sinus infections a year, the antibiotic usually does the job. But as the inflammation increases, the antibiotic is less effective. And with the antibiotics, people tend to have to develop fungal sinusitis or a yeast overgrowth, because the antibiotics kill off all of the beneficial bacteria in our body that we need to balance the candida organism. So this is a very prevalent problem that's largely unrecognized, but that's the problem with the overuse of antibiotics, and antibiotics are the primary treatment for sinus infections. So now you see the problem. So you get the antibiotic, some temporary relief, you might develop this candida overgrowth, which leads to fungal sinusitis, which then leads to much a greater increase in inflammation, which then makes you more sensitive to air pollution and pollen and fumes and anything else in the air. And remember, the nose and the sinuses are the body's air filter, and also makes you more sensitive to the cold virus. And it's the cold viruses that trigger a sinus infection. So with that increased sensitivity and increased inflammation, you then get another sinus infection and begin the cycle again. Go to a doctor, get an antibiotic. The antibiotic then increases your degree of fungal inflammation and increased sensitivity and another sinus infection.
So the cycle continues.
The cycle continues unless you are able to break the cycle, which is exactly what the Sinus Survival Program does, by addressing all of the causes of the problem, and it prevents the sinus infection. We also avoid using antibiotics to treat the sinus infection. I mean, we do have a quick fix aspect to the Sinus Survival Program to treat sinus infections.
What is the quick fix?
Well, the quick fix addresses three of the aspects of the three major aspects of the of your condition, of a chronic sinus condition that leads to a sinus infection, are: number one, to reduce inflammation. We're stopping infection and strengthening the immune system. And we do all three of those simultaneously within the Quick Fix program.
Well, give us the exact hints and tidbits of info. That's what our listeners love.
So those are the three objectives. Now, under reducing inflammation, I recommend a steam inhaler. And those are available at most pharmacies. We add the Sinus Survival eucalyptus oil and peppermint oil and tea tree oil to the steamer. And the particular eucalyptus oil is a very potent anti-inflammatory. And then we recommend you follow the steaming with irrigation. And the irrigator that I recommend is a state-of-the-art. It's called the SinuPulse Elite. And the pulsatile irrigator, it's kind of like a water pick device for the teeth. I don't know if you've ever used one of those, but this was developed specifically for the nose and the sinuses.
It's a brilliant device. I'm a dental hygienist by training and very familiar with the water pick, and also familiar with the SinuPulse Elite.
Oh, good, so it's wonderful. And if you follow the steaming with the SinuPulse, it's much more effective to irrigate that way, because you've loosened all the thick mucus with the steaming, and then you go and flush it out. Drinking lots of water and filtered water would be recommended. It's a half an ounce per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you should be drinking at least 80 ounces of water a day, preferably more if you have a sinus infection. There's an anti-inflammatory combination. It's an herbal and supplement combination called SinuTime, and that time is T-H-Y-M-E, the herb time, which is a good anti-inflammatory. We recommend the Sinus Survival Spray, the nasal spray, which has three anti-inflammatory herbs in it, including aloe, and calendula and yarrow leaf. It's a unique spray. And I also recommend that you swab the outside of your nostrils after you spray with the Sinus Survival Spray with a couple of drops of peppermint oil, which helps with the absorption of the herbs, the anti-inflammatory herbs from the spray. Now, instead of an antibiotic, I use a product called Alamed. That's Allimed. It's 100% pure allicin. Allicin is the active ingredient in garlic. And this particular product is much stronger than any of the garlic supplements that you'll find in the health food store because it's 100% pure allicin. Most of the others are just a fraction of that. And it goes through a distillation process in England where it's made. And the studies on this particular product are amazing. It's an antibacterial. And the studies have shown it to be effective against MRSA, the flesh-eating staph, and it kills cold viruses, and it's also antifungal. So it hits all three: antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. And many of the, as I alluded to earlier, many of the chronic sinus sufferers have some degree of fungal sinusitis. So the Alamed hits both the bacteria, the virus from the cold that usually triggers the sinus infection. Most sinus sufferers don't get a typical cold. In fact, it goes immediately into a sinus infection. And then I also recommend high-dose vitamin C in the form of ester C. I'll go as high as 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams three times a day. And vitamin D3, you can take during the first 2 or 3 days of a cold, you can take up to 100,000 units of vitamin D. And the other aspect, the last of the top 10 on this quick fix, is to eliminate inflammatory foods like sugar and dairy products. It makes a big difference.
Well, thank you so much. These are great tips, and we'll review them in the next segment again. I know we have a lot more to cover. I want to remind our listeners that you're on Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break and talk with Dr. Ifker Moore about sinus survival.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarde from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarde provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarde is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I am Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. I do want to remind you we're here every Sunday, and you can tune in next Sunday at 10 AM to listen to Dr. Pissarro interview Carrie Marshall, all about children's health. We've had some interesting subjects today, but before we return to that, the subject of sinus survival, I wanted to remind you about the unused medication disposal program that Village Green Apothecary has. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. We have an estimate of 200 million pounds of unused medications that are improperly disposed of each year, and that threatens our ecosystems and our overall health. So get in touch with Village Green and find out how you can dispose of unused medications. That's pills, ointments, creams, lotions, powders, and liquid medicines. So get in touch with them at myvillagegreen.com. MyVillageGreen.com. Well, back to the interesting subject we're covering, which is sinusitis and sinus survival. We've been talking with Dr. Rob Ifker, and he went over the Quick Fix program, and I'm going to have you just highlight that for those that have just tuned in, and then talk a little bit more about what people can do in preventing sinus problems. The more tidbits and hints that our listeners have, the better. I like them to leave this show and be able to do something right away. And you've certainly given them a lot of tips today.
Well, the tips for prevention are all found in the Quick Fix, interestingly enough. The Quick Fix, as I had mentioned, reduces inflammation, which immediately will relieve congestion and pain, and we're stopping infection and strengthening immunity. So almost everything that is included in the Quick Fix can also be used as part of the preventive program. So the steam inhaler that's available at most pharmacies, the SinuPulse Elite, which is a pulsatile nasal irrigator available through Village Green, and Sinus Survival, which is now affiliated with Village Green, is the state-of-the-art irrigator. And I recommend steaming and irrigating on a daily basis. So both of these are in the Quick Fix program, as well as the preventive program, as well as all of the rest of these. The drinking lots of water, and I recommend, I mean, people would actually feel much better if they did nothing else but just drink a lot of water. And by that I mean a half an ounce per pound of body weight. Sinutime is a combination herbal product, which reduces inflammation. The Sinus Survival Spray has three anti-inflammatory herbs in it, and I recommend doing that every day. Again, the Sinutime can be taken on a daily basis preventively. And certainly the Sinus Survival Spray, I recommend spraying every 2 to 3 hours throughout the day. As I mentioned earlier, it's very difficult to heal this chronically inflamed mucous membrane when we're breathing 20,000 times a day. So if we can remember to use the spray, and I was able to cure my sinusitis back in 1987, but I still do most of these things on a daily. I certainly drink the water. I take Sinutime, especially during the cold season. I spray with the Sinus Survival Spray is sitting right here on my desk. I carry it around in my pocket. The peppermint oil is also, which I recommend swabbing around the outside of your nostrils right after you spray with the Sinus Survival Spray. Alamed does not need to be used on a preventive basis, but at the very earliest sign of a cold, which for most people is the trigger for sinus infections, that's when I tell my patients to just get right on the Alamed, two capsules, three times a day for really only a day or two, and you can knock out the virus and not get the sinus infection. The vitamin C and vitamin D every day. That's good preventive medicine, and probably just as important as anything is the diet. And I have my patients avoiding especially dairy and sugar. Those are the sugar does weaken the immune system, and that for me is a very complete preventive program.
It certainly is. What I like is the emphasis on the diet being free of sugar and dairy. Both are mucus producing, and especially milk products are mucus producing. So
right, they're inflammatory foods is the way I describe
they
them.
Are.
And if the primary cause here is inflammation, and our main objective is reducing inflammation of this mucous membrane, then let's do everything we possibly can to reduce inflammation.
It's excellent, excellent. Well, we have a few more minutes. I know that you have some information that people can get and a free report for listeners. How can they get that?
They can get that on the sinussurvival.com website.
Excellent.
And that describes the quick fix, that the top 10, the Sinus Survival's top 10 quick fix program that I just outlined here.
Yes, and you outlined it very thoroughly, and the handout is very easy to follow. So I do appreciate it. And tell me on the Sinus Survival Spray, what are the contents in the spray?
The spray has four herbs. I mean, it's mostly saline, like many of the other over-the-counter nasal sprays. But what's unique about it is that there are three anti-inflammatory herbs, aloe vera, calendula, and yarrow leaf. And it also has an antifungal grapefruit seed extract, which also has antiviral properties. So you're getting protection in that way as well.
Excellent, excellent.
And I recommend using it on a daily basis.
With regard to the underlying causes, we know that inflammation is certainly what goes on with the chronic or acute sinusitis. What other underlying causes can people address?
Well, strengthening the your immune system is a big one. Diet, supplements, and I mentioned vitamin C and vitamin D. Grapeseed extract is a very potent antioxidant, which I also recommend on a daily basis. Sinus Survival has a combination of vitamin C and grapeseed called Grape Gold. It's a very high quality grapeseed extract. Diet, as I mentioned, is critically important for strengthening the immune system. The other supplements that I recommend are a fish oil or an omega-3 fatty acid, the very potent anti-inflammatory. Flaxseed oil is also rich in omega-3. And let's see. That's we're talking about addressing other aspects of the causes of inflammation. And you know, first and foremost, probably over these last 30 years that I've been focusing on treating this problem, the most fascinating aspect of it is the emotional cause. And most sinus sufferers have a lot of repressed anger. And what's so fascinating about this is that they're almost all perfectionists. These are people who are high achievers, or they've set high standards of performance for themselves, and they get very down on themselves for making mistakes. And a lot of their anger is self-directed. So the mind-body connection here is fascinating. I mean, I can't really explain to you at this point why the anger inflames the mucous membrane, but it is so specific that I just I had to mention it. And I teach all of my patients anger release techniques, safe means of releasing anger, not venting on the person that you're angry with, which in many cases is yourself. it is the most, as I said, I think it's the most fascinating aspect of the Sinus Survival Program. So when I talk about treating causes, that's a big one.
I'm so glad you mentioned it, and it's a good way to end the program, although I'm sorry that we do have to end it, and I know that you will join us again in the future because this is such a timely subject and will continue to be, unfortunately. But as people spend the time learning about sinus survival, hopefully we'll have less and less sufferers. Thank you, Dr. Ifker.
Oh, you're very welcome. I just wanted to leave your listeners with the message that they don't have to live with this.
Good message. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access the show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, a breathtaking day, and a peaceful new year.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.